Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of our Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast. I'm Uxbridge High School Principal Mike Rubin. And for this edition, we're going to be sending things over in just a minute to our grade 8 class of 2026 parent town hall. It's something we just presented on the evening of Monday the 23rd, if you'd like to tune in. It's about a half hour long. You won't be able to hear the slides or see the slides, but you'll be able to hear the presentation here on this podcast edition of our Expert High School Spartan Podcast. As always, thank you for the support and hope you enjoy tuning in. And great. Okay, so I wanted to welcome everybody welcome you to another school year, and thank you for your patience. There's been a lot of things moving around schedule-wise over the last couple of weeks. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Mike Rubin. I'm the principal at Uxbridge High School. I'm entering my seventh year at UHS. This will be our fourth with the eighth graders with us. So it has become maybe a bit more of just kind of how we do business with us at UHS over the last few years. This is typically what we would have gone through at orientation. Unfortunately, I had a couple of situations that kept me from being there last week. And, I appreciate that everybody understands that. It wasn't my first choice. Believe me, I would have much rather been there at orientation days than necessarily sharing this after the fact, but so goes things sometimes. Feel free, if you have questions as things go along, to type them into the chat. I will be sure to I'll try to get back to all of them. If I don't get back to them, you can always email me, or I'll be sure to try and get back to you afterwards. I don't know who everybody is, but I'll do my best. So hopefully you're seeing a screen that says Class of 26 Parent Town Hall. The purpose of tonight is really to welcome you. The purpose of this presentation is to welcome you to our school officially as we hit the new school year, and hopefully answer some of the more common questions that come up with the orientation week and with some of the other things that will come up in the first couple of weeks of school. To get us started, hopefully this will affirm for you some of the plans we have in place, reduce some of the anxiety or concerns you have, and get you excited. Again, don't be afraid to ask questions. I'd ask that if you use the chat feature to ask questions, that they be things that are really for the good of the order and not necessarily for your specific to your student. If it is specific to your student, send us a private message or a private email, just because it just is obviously we try to maintain some level of confidentiality. So we have three objectives. Ideally, by the time we're done here, you'll look like what eighth grade, you'll know what it looks like for our students. You'll be able to identify some of the people who will be able to help along the way, and we'll have some time for Q&A if there are any questions. I've been starting presentations about orientation in grade 8 and grade 9 at the high school for the last several years with this quote from Frederick Buechner, that what we are trying to encourage in our students is to find them their selves, their who they are over the next few years. And sometimes that comes with some loss, and sometimes that comes with some letting go, but also with what we're able to hold on to. So this is a period of transition, moving from the Whiten School to UHS, I acknowledge is challenging. I have my own middle schooler right now, and thinking of what it would be like in two or three years to have her joining me at the high school. If we lived in Uxbridge, I could imagine being an emotional time and something I would be maybe have some questions about. But I can assure you that what we're looking to do is help these students, these young men and women, search for themselves and define that over the next couple of years. These are our core values. They spell out the word Spartan. These are the things to which we adhere every single day. For us to share responsibility, persevere through challenges, accept new ideas, respect others, teach and model effective communication, be accountable to high standards, and to nurture independence. Hopefully, these are the characteristics that we see developed in our students over the next, you know, 1, 3, 5 years that they're with us. And regardless, these are the things that we try and build ourselves on every single day. What students should have every single day. At this point, all students will be using the same technology they had last year, the same Chromebook. If there are issues with the Chromebooks, there is a way to get that checked out with Mr. Egan within the first couple of days of school at the high school. His office is located right off the library, and it's actually the first or second room after you enter the academic corridor of the building. So if you were to walk into UHS and go past the main office and take a left, the tech office is right there, right across the hall from the main foyer and actually part of the library suite. All students should have or should be close to having their building schedule and their course schedule. Our students take 7 classes. At this point, all of the 8th graders should have English, math, science, social studies, wellness, which would be either PE or health for first semester. And after that, there are some other courses that they may or may not have. After that, some students have academic support if they're on an IEP from special education. Some students will be taking Spanish 1, and the vast majority of our students will have something called exploratory. I'll talk a little bit more about exploratory in a minute. There are 4 different exploratories. The students will take each one, but they don't all take the first one at the same time. So some students right now will be registered for exploratory engineering. Some will be taking exploratory media. Some will be taking business, and some will be taking biomed. Second quarter, they'll switch. Third, we will switch. And fourth, they will switch. And hold on, there's just a quick question in the chat. I'm going to respond to you real quick. As far as lockers, the lockers will be assigned by the first day of school. We try and keep the 8th graders with their lockers together. We were not using lockers a year ago. To be honest, we have some discrepancy on the on whether people actually use them or not. The vast majority of our students have been assigned lockers, and most of them don't use them at all. But we will have all the 8th graders. We will have all the 8th graders, ideally, with their lockers on that first day of school. We'll be giving them time to access them and unlock them with our student mentors and the like. We were waiting, to be honest, to see if we were going to have access to them this year, and we don't have any indication that we won't. And per the Board of Health, all students and staff will be masked on the first day by the first day of school. We'll keep monitoring that. The superintendent, Dr. Dillon, sent out some direction about masking from our Board of Health earlier this week. And we actually anticipate that the commissioner is going to be making an announcement in the next day or so about that, which will transcend anything that we've decided locally anyways. So those are kind of the 4 things that we will know all students will have on the first day of school. Student schedules, I mentioned the core academics. We put courses together based on really just straight grouping. English, math, science, social studies are all mixed together. Spanish 1, there are a few 9th graders who will be in Spanish 1. There are not many upperclassmen. There may be 1 or 2 10th graders in the entire building who are taking Spanish 1, but for the most part, the 8th and 9th graders are the only ones who take Spanish 1. All the other classes are grade eight only. There are a few eighth graders who will take things like band and chorus. Those are integrated with other grades, chorus especially. We mentioned exploratory plan for August. Well, the first day of class, the students will report to their first exploratory. And again, for some students, they'll be in the media pathway for the first quarter. Others will be in biomed, others will be in engineering, and others still will be in the business. By the end of the school year, the students will have had all four of those. They will also have had phys ed and health. Those are the only classes that really change if you're in eighth grade. Everything else is year round. We have within our day, our daily periods. I mentioned that the students take seven. Six of them meet each day. We do have time set aside for mask breaks. We have time for, obviously, for lunch. Some students have asked already about how lunch works. We have five lunches. They are all in the cafeteria. There's no lunchroom, no lunch restrictions right now. The students are not masked during lunch. Kids can eat outside during lunch, provided that they're in the rear of the building. And we start dismissal between 1:50 and 1:55. The students who are on the bus leave first, and parent pickup students leave second. We get the buses out, and then we have the cars follow. We need to get those buses out of the parking lot first. We'll, with respect to pickup in the afternoon, we do ask that parents stay on the side lot or in the half road in between the two, about halfway down the driveway, and do not park in the front of the building because that's where the buses are. The periods are all, give or take 50 to 60 minutes long, with the exception being the lunch block. The lunch block is close to 2 hours, but about 25 minutes of it is lunch, and then about 85, 88 minutes of it belongs to class. So that's where a lot of our classes will do some of the longer type activities, labs, extra help, that sort of thing. That's what our schedule looks like on a day-to-day basis. As you can see, most of the classes are about 50, 55 minutes. The last class of the day is the shortest. And again, every class rotates through. The students went through this at orientation. They catch on pretty quickly, but we are not standing out in the hallway on day one, like whipping the kids to get to class on time. We understand there's a learning curve. Kids have to find their way around the building. We do not have too many issues after the first couple or 3 days. It's a pretty easy visit, easy building to navigate. Things you should know: drop off in the morning. There's a video that's going to come up in a second that'll show you exactly how we handle drop off in the morning. But again, we keep people off the front of the building. Parents turn left at the midpoint of the driveway, head into the student lot, drop off at the bottom, and then head out. Student lot pickup, same as that. If you're facing the building, it's the lot all the way over to the far left of the building. And again, the buses leave first. The buses will leave at 1:55, and then everybody else. So again, if you're a pickup at the end of the day, we ask you to just be patient. If there is something that you need to get a student out for, that 2:15 doctor's appointment in Milford, I strongly suggest getting dismissal for writing a note for 1:45. The traffic getting out of our campus and then through the center of town can be pretty challenging. So I don't want anybody to be late for things if they need them on those off chances. I'm going to share this out tonight, and let's see if this works on video here. This was our drop-off procedure from last year, and we are not changing it for this year. It's only about a minute long, and it gives me an opportunity to be quiet.
We can't see you.
down our main driveway. The biggest change will be that as you approach the press box, you'll see a sign directing you left. So you will not continue all the way down toward the building. You will turn left at the press box. And you'll see a couple of signs giving you that indication. And you'll cross that middle road right across the center of the parking lot. And you'll come across to a stop sign. Very important that you stop at this stop sign. And after you stop here, you're going to go straight across and you're going to follow the loop, so to speak. You're going to head make your way all the way into the student parking lot, and you're going to go all the way across the parking lot and resist temptation to try and drive through spaces because there'll be cars parked. And as you approach the gravel, you're going to turn right, making your way all the way down now, that far end of the parking lot. And as you continue straight, you'll head to the end of the parking lot side of at the last island, just by that grassy area in front of the tennis courts. And you'll see another sign directing you right. And this is where you'll finally start to slow down and approach this last intersection here where all of the driveways meet. And when you stop here, the students will exit the vehicle and head to the entrance that is at the end of the B wing. Again, part of our reason for doing this is to help with congestion. And as you turn right to exit after the student has left the vehicle safely, please be mindful there'll be a lot of pedestrians out here. Students, staff members will be walking toward the building, and you will head on your way out. As you head on your way out, you're going to approach one final stop sign before the top. Again, just as it was important to hit the stop sign and be completely stopped because of cars arriving, you're going to want to stop the same way before you head out and be on your way. So thanks a lot. Hope this was helpful. Stay here. Thanks, everybody.
Hopefully you found the video helpful. Mr. Barros and Mr. Smutak actually helped us with that video. That was shot with a one of our drones, believe it or not, which was being piloted from the back of that pickup truck. Our students do have the opportunity to get licensed as unmanned aircraft pilots through the FAA. So at any rate, hopefully that was helpful. As far as master schedules, I've mentioned this. Any of the students who requested Spanish, band, chorus, and I mentioned it at Career Exploratory, there have been a couple questions about, and the core classes. If a student is missing anything, best place to go is the guidance counselor. I'll talk about that in a second. If a student doesn't have a class for all of the blocks, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G, when you check or when they checked, we'll get them in touch with a guidance counselor right away. And there was a link in our newsletter that explained where to go if you had something missing, and the guidance counselors could get to it. But for the most part, we think all the eighth graders were okay. I've talked about our career pathways exploration. Each of the four pathways has its own sort of set of technical skills, but all of them will also incorporate these seven bullet points underneath. The goal will be that for our students as they enter grade 9, to have had enough instruction in each of these pathways and with respect to some of the more important skills, professional skills like how to send an email and how to introduce oneself, how to ask for help, how to ask for extensions on deadlines, and how to work as a team with other people, how to solve problems, that the students will make good decisions when they get to grades 9 and 10 about the program they plan on enrolling in. Again, whether it's at UHS or anywhere else. Guidance will be working in with them to conduct some of their lessons and part of their curriculum as part of this class as well. The students do get some access to some of our cool technology in the engineering pathway, for example. They will learn a bit about robotic arms, and the business pathway, they'll be getting a sense of some of the work we do with, you know, we have some stock tickers that are installed. We have, they'll be running the school store and media. There's much to do with as you just saw, digital cameras and photography and graphic design. And same with Biomed. We've had a really great time the last couple of weeks in our summer academy with what we have as an anatomy table that the kids get to use as well. So what we are looking at over the next, the beginning of this year and probably throughout the year, and these are our four most essential questions that we have really in the back of our mind. Number one, what did we finish academically? You know, where do we feel like the students are? Where do we feel like they were successful? And from that question, what their needs are. And we realize the needs are not entirely academic, that they're probably social, emotional, and there's probably some other things going on with students, gaps that we are trying to close that are also part of that. And how that impacts what students do on a day-to-day basis. Are there some supports that we need to put in place during the day to help them? Are there things that our teachers need to do with the curriculum on a day-to-day basis to support what students do and do not know? And again, how the students go about their business on a day-to-day basis and what supports we put in place really varies. And how we handle it as a school really varies. What you should know is that for every single one of our students, all four of those questions are being addressed daily. They really form the foundation of who we are, what we are, and what we plan on doing, bar none, without exception. We focus this both with an eye on the here and now and on the future, the later. We don't do a ton of looking backwards. I think the past can inform us. I think history is important. I also think that the reality of the last couple of years is that every school district in the country, in the world, has dealt with struggles in such a different way that we can really only focus on our students in the here and now. As we look at the here and now, we want to look at the essential standards that we believe we should have covered and what we have to get through this year, both to look at what students ought to know, don't yet know, or should know. And then supports are very much the same way. We identify students who have historically struggled, who have struggled more acutely in recent note, and what supports we'll continue to need, because that informs a lot of things, from how we'll schedule your students as they get to grade 9 to the some of our budget requests for staff. Everything kind of fills into what we believe students need, but they will all have a laser-like focus, our staff, on these basic two tenets of foundations of curriculum and support for students over the next school year. We have a bunch of support staff in place. The goal is always to put the right staff in place with the kids for the right reason. So every student has a school counselor. Ms. Smith, Ms. Toto, and Mr. Coppolino has taken over, for those of you who are students, the latter half of the alphabet. 99% of the time, this is, maybe not that high, but I would say 80 to 90% of the time, the guidance counselor is your first line of defense. I have not listed the nurse here, Ms. Schiller. For students who have some medical issues, the nurse will be frequently your first stop on the trip, so to speak. But the guidance counselor is, without question, your primary go-to. They'll answer questions about scheduling. They'll point you in the direction of the right supports. And they will engage administration and teachers with what is needed. As far as the adjustment counselors, we are fortunate enough to have three. One of them has been with us for a number of years, Ms. Saccone. She does handle some pretty high needs situations. Ms. Tobin and Ms. Lynch. Ms. Lynch is with us as a one-year position, and so is Ms. Tobin. But both of them are positions we're hoping to keep for the long haul because of the changing social-emotional needs of our staff, of our students. And they will work with students when the needs exceed that of the specialty of the school counselor. This is when students are dealing with, you know, anxiety, depression, mental health issues, challenges at home, things that we maybe don't necessarily know about. Some students who are dealing with trauma in and out of their family life. So we very much try to make sure we put the right person in place with the right kid. The HEART program, something we have also started this year. Again, the goal is to make this part of our school program. Is something that will support students who are coming back from hospitalization, who are dealing with long-term absence issues, mostly medically related, and or students who are struggling in such a way that they need more extra help but do not yet necessarily or don't qualify for something as specific as an IEP. Mr. Beeman is a licensed teacher. He was with us last year as part of our COVID response team. He coordinated all of our remote classes. Mr. Kuhlwang is a licensed guidance counselor. He coordinated a program similar to this called the Academic Bootcamp at Algonquin High School last year. So we are really excited to have both of them. For those of you who are in need of supports from special education, Ms. Tagliatella is our new team chair. Ms. Tobin was our team chair. She's moved into that adjustment role. And Ms. Tagliatella is our new team chair. She will be supporting all of the special ed team meetings. And we also have a new dean of students, Mr. Mora. He will be getting involved with students sometimes when behavior is in line, and also to help provide some structure to whichever one of these supports is best for students. So there are a lot of people. And so not that I expect everybody to remember all of these names, but if you look at the bold-faced type that's there, it kind of goes in as things move up, it gets more specific. Every student has a school counselor. A lot of students will see the adjustment counselor. The HEART program will deal with a certain percentage of kids, as will special education, and the dean is available to all students, but frequently will deal in very specific cases. So I hope that explains a little bit of who our support staff is. You can always reach out to me. We will be hiring a new assistant principal within the next week, and certainly the school counselor will be a gatekeeper for all of these different supports through our tiered system. I shared this picture a couple of times. This is what our pep rally looked like 2 years ago, the last time we had one. If you look at this picture, you're not really sure which grade is which, which makes me happy. This is actually, I think, grades 8 and 9 from that year. So there's, the 8th and 9th graders very much part of our community. And that's how we will treat our 8th graders, as part of our community. We don't look at it as, 8th grade over here and the rest of the school over there. We integrate them as best we can. We treat 8th graders as our students, not middle school students, not those kids. We try very, very hard to make our 8th grade families and students feel as though they're part of our school. To me, that's one of the more important things we can do over the next 9 months or so. And admittedly, it was something that was challenging last year when we didn't see the 8th grade as often as we had, having lost, part of the prior school year and a good chunk of, half the time last year. There are a bunch of resources. Leaving these up, I just released a podcast last week. I try and do those every couple of weeks. Our website, I try to update as often as possible. I will send out every Friday, for the most part, a weekly update. I store them both on the website and archive them on that Blogspot site. So all of these things are all of these resources are places online that you can bookmark, and things will update. And
with the anchor site and with Blogspot, you can actually set it up so that you get a notification. I'm going to pause for Q&A if people have questions that are in the chat. I'll go back and answer them. I've been kind of keeping an eye on it. First question that came up was with respect to help for iParent. That does go through our technology team. If there is a link on the homepage that I believe is for iParent help. Hold on, something I just repopulated there. They will be able to reset passwords or establish new passwords. If you send me an email, I will make sure it gets to the right person. Question about lockers. Do students need to bring a lock for lockers, or are they built in? They're built in. We will give them, their combination will be listed in their iStudent profile, and they will get it on the first day of school. That's one of the things that we had to work on over these last couple of weeks. It has been a couple of years since we've used lockers, so we wanted to make sure we were assigning the eighth graders lockers that belonged to either students in the class of 20 or 21, so we didn't double book any of the lockers. As for school supplies, anything special? Not really. Most of our classes will give the students some direction on the first day or so. It's usually as simple as something to write with in a notebook. We will give some direction on the different models of calculators that students can purchase for math. Typically, what is purchased in grade 8 will go all the way through to grade 12. I believe last year we were recommending that students buy the TI-84 calculator, but I don't want to speak to that directly. For school supplies, we provide a lot of it for students who are taking things like in the arts. We provide a lot of the supplies, brushes, clay, and colored pencils and all that sort of thing. So, more often than not, unlike the younger grades, it's really as simple as a notebook and something to write with. Will members of the staff at UHS attend the next board? I can't speak for the next Board of Health meeting or our staff. I'm not going to speak for any of our staff. I think it's a fair question, but it's going to be taken out of our hands anyways. The commissioner and the Board of Ed tomorrow are in all likelihood going to institute a mandatory mask mandate for all schools. So it'll be a moot point. And I'm not wading into the mask controversy. I appreciate that there are strong feelings both ways. I'm dealing with a colleague of mine in Texas who has a 47% positivity rate right now, and they were in a maskless school. I have another friend who taught in a school all summer, and everything was fine. So I certainly see it both ways, but I'm not going to wade into that. Personally speaking, my own opinion on it doesn't really matter. I follow rules, and the commissioner, I think, is going to take that out of our hands for the next year. I will do anything. I will say this. I'll put myself in a chicken suit if it'll make the kids stay in school every day. That's where I stand on it. I think it's going to be a moot point for the Uxbridge Board of Health. If the Board of Ed tomorrow decides, as most of us expect them to reinstitute mandatory masks in all schools, pre-K through 12 plus. And I can't speak for the rest of our staff. Whether the Teachers Association, I'm not a member of the Teachers Association, whether they choose to make a statement at the Board of Health meeting, there's certainly a lot of Uxbridge residents who could certainly get up and speak at a Board of Health meeting. I do not live in Uxbridge, so it wouldn't be appropriate for me to speak at the Board of Health meeting, but I think it's gonna be a moot point. It's a fair question. But I think it's going to be, taken out of our hands by, Commissioner Riley in the next couple of days. And I would stay tuned to tomorrow. If you don't subscribe, you can, to the commissioner's updates. They usually go out on Friday around 5 o'clock for us to spend all weekend, responding to what the what the latest rule and regulation could be. So I don't see any other questions. I hope that answered that question about masks. I don't see any other questions. If there is anything I can do, I'm doing my best to stay on top of things. Like I said, we're still hiring a couple of very important positions and making sure that we are fully staffed for the start of the school year. So we have new teacher orientation. We have assistant principal interviews this week. Our guidance counselors will start getting back. If there is anything we can do to support your students as we head into the start of the school year, by all means, reach out. I would be more than happy to help you however I can. I'm going to stop sharing so you can actually see me for a second here. I just very excited to have the eighth grade back, very excited to have our students back in school every day, and really excited to get going for this next school year. I appreciate your time. This will be updated on our website and emailed out in the next day or so, hopefully by tomorrow, but maybe as soon as tonight. If not, I thank you for attending. I wish you well. Have a great rest of your summer, and we'll be seeing you soon. Stop recording.